OK.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, we're coming back in for the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we've been dealing with the deluge that's been thrown at us ongoing in America, in Canada. I haven't heard from watching Canada in a while. That despicable creature, Trudeau. But just mentioning his name make you puke. Britain, again. Three nations within the nation. England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Sturgeon. What a vicious, bitter, bitter, poisonous bitch that one is. Trying to outdo John Boris Johnson on every level, a more draconian lockdown. But she's systematically destroying, despite the figures you see coming out, she's pushing for another referendum on Scottish independence, which would get them into horrendous debt. There's no doubt about it. They have the best of both worlds. In Scotland, the best, but there you are. The and I should say, okay, just one last thing about the number. If anybody can report any activity in their area to do with the subject we're dealing with, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But there's a piece there, Ken. It's a short piece, 2 minutes. Douglas Carswell, saying, in crisis and times, it was the British working class that stood up and fought in the wars and all the rest. Douglas Carswell, short speech, 2 minutes, 20 seconds, if you want to play that. Okay. Yeah. Right, yours, coming up. Dookie dookie.
Elites, the toffs, the posh people, the people in the Carlton Club, wanted to do a deal with Germany. It was the working class who saved this country when they rallied behind Winston Churchill. The Labour Party certainly likes to think of itself as being on the side of ordinary working people and the working class, but I would take issue with that. When I first got elected to Parliament, it was in a seat that had voted Labour. It was a Labour-held seat. Labour were clearly on a roll there. By the time I left, Labour came third with about 10% of the vote. They've completely lost touch with suburban working-class people in this country. Why? I would say because they're obsessing about transgender toilets rather than dealing with things people want them to deal with. The left, we shouldn't as politicians sit here and think, what can we do to help working people? Working people are no different to anyone else. They want the best for themselves and their families, and they need big government to get out the way so they can do that. The problem in this country is not, the problems in this country have come from what the political elite has tried to do. And it's the working class that has saved this country, and it's saved this country three times in the past 100 years. It was the working class who saved this country in 1941. The elite, the toffs, the posh people, the people in the Carlton Club, wanted to do a deal with Germany. It was the working class who saved this country when they rallied behind Winston Churchill. This country was going to the dogs under socialism in 1979, when every left-wing academic in the country and every posh show thought we should have a prices and incomes policy. It was the working class who came out and put Maggie in number 10, and she never lost an election because of them. And it was the working class who saved this country in June 2016, when the posh elite in this country said, we've got to stay as a province of Brussels, and ordinary folks said no. It's this country that has been rescued by its ordinary people, and we owe it to not patronise and condescend them, and not, like the left, regard them as our fiefdom. It's a privilege and an honour to be elected by ordinary people, and what we need to do is to allow them to have the privileges and the freedoms that rich people in London take for granted.
Thank you. Well, that is a very good piece. Shortly, Douglas Carswell was has been a Conservative MP for years. Then he resigned and he stood as a UKIP MP and he got a seat, etc. And then, of course, he had a row with Farage. And Farage has the nasty part, but aside from anybody who's a threat to him, they ended up being kicked out of the party. I have to say that about Farage. But Farage did actually be the biggest motor force to deliver Brexit and has now signed, seen, sealed to deliver the trade. We voted for Brexit. We have the Brexit. It was agreed. We left there a year ago. And just the trade deal was going on for a year. Torturous, torturous negotiation. Finally, it was agreed. So no special conditions at borders, etc., etc. Although you can't depend on the French. Like Christmas week there, they shut down the border and backed off 15,000 trucks in the UK, etc., until they were tested. So they tested them all and brought in the army to carry out the tests. And only 36 out of 15,000 drivers were positive, right? So that just makes a joke. And that Macron couldn't leave it at that. His New Year's speech in France, where all these leaders make their New Year's speech, said that Brexit was based on lies and deceit. Well, if anybody and anything was based on lies and deceit, his election of president of France, that is for sure. I'm just looking up the Daily Mail here to update overnight stories where they put on tomorrow morning's papers. And my new jab will save many lives. Will there be shocking side effects? But stand by. And Jonathan Van Tam says waiting 12 weeks rather than original 3 is the best way to save most vulnerable from dying. Yeah, right. Well, we'll see how that goes. Jeremy Clarkson says he had coronavirus over Christmas, really. But again, he is, because he's on the Top Gear program, he's gullible. He followed everything Cameron said as a Tory. He's a Conservative, but he's gullible. So I wouldn't listen to Jeremy Clarkson regarding politics. He's just a bit light in the head. That's no doubt about it. Left-wing councils, this is just the Daily Mail covering the UK today and this weekend. Left-wing councils and unions unite to keep schools shut as Gavin Williamson, that's the education secretary, promises to move heaven and earth to get children back into classrooms with testing. Well, the last time he said that, he was beaten on it. But we have these left-wing teachers' unions in America, in Britain, in Canada, who are destroying the lives and education of children, who are about as destructive as the coronavirus, which is not affecting them, not affecting them. And these left-wing unions, they mentioned there in the crosstalk thing, who want to just muscle, they got used to doing getting paid for doing nothing, right? And during the lockdown, they got full wages, etc., and they're doing precisely nothing. And the home learning thing on the internet was shockingly bad. I mean, really bad. It was, I don't have children, but I was talking to people, it was virtually non-existent, and I thought there would be a major push in that to get people over the lockdown with children. But and then the sudden lockdowns, which turns families into a tailspin, who is going to look after their children if they're not at school? I mean, they did that suddenly in several parts of London, which was caused havoc. And again, Johnson and his ministers and this health secretary, Matt Hancock, who's a tosser and a half. He really is. He's a moron. Look at him. He looks like an imbecile, chopping and changing and jumping from one foot to the other and then mouthing off crap, like they were saying in the broadcast there. We're following the science. No, you're jumping from one foot. And this other appalling effing bee, Professor Neil Ferguson, they're allowing him crop up again in the system. He's the guy who got the foot and mouth statistics wrong. He got the current death epidemic around by 2,000%, and they're still dealing with this git. And Boris Johnson, which Anna Breeze is on an investigation, an ex-BBC journalist, to find out who is working him, who talks to Bill Gates on a regular basis. I mean, good, cop yourself on, boy. Cop yourself on. Talk about dealing with the enemy in the swamp. That's part of it. And they're saying here, tomorrow morning's papers, Boris Johnson hails Oxford vaccine as a triumph for Britain's science. Said, well, we don't know how it's going, you tosser. I mean, a vaccine that you heard Dr. Wayfield saying in his piece there, that it's not actually a vaccine, it's a DNA disruptor, which will cause havoc. Havoc. We're talking about a professional epidemiologist and doctor who has his life turned upside down when Big Pharma chased him out of Britain through the BMA, the British Medical Association, and we know how corrupt they are, as designated by Dr. Peter Gotchi in his book that I started this program 5 years ago on. That was a major part of it, and I've repeated it many times. And his second book, Deadly Psychiatrists and Lying in Medicine. But and the other series here, just running through the Daily Mail headers here on their vast website, at least it's free of charge. BBC makes marks Brexit with left-wing comedian trashing Nigel Farage and comparing EU withdrawal to a cancer. I mean, they're doing everything they can to rubbish and not cover Brexit. I mean, just truly shocking. That's a John Collins story. I'll leave that out of it. But, it's just absolutely shocking on every level. But Sarah Vine, this is the year of terrestrial TV dies as the BBC ushered in New Year with the woke fireworks display and endless carping about lorry queues. Whoa, they are just something else. I'm running out of words and stop myself from swearing when it comes to the BBC. I flick through to see what they're doing, etc., etc. I have a piece later on, we might get to play it, where Priti Patel, the Home Secretary, 4'11", of spite, kind of the British version of Hillary Clinton in a Tory government, by the way, who's finally been shamed into doing something about the immigration crisis, which Farage went out in a boat several times in the British Channel and saw the French Coast Guard, French Navy and the British Coast Guard cooperating and ushering these economic migrants. They're not refugees. They paid £6,000 and £20,000 to get to the British border, and the French funneling them into Britain, right? And that now Priti Patel has been shamed into doing something about it. She's exporting them out, putting them back on flights, some of them. But there's 10 of the hotels that are shut down during COVID. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have been housed in 5-star hotels across Britain, which again Farage did a documentary on, etc., etc. Wow. And then little Greta Thunberg turns 18. Climate activist says her fame won't last forever. Oh, we know that. But says she doesn't care about jet-setting exploits of celebrities who preach about the planet. Well, little Greta, it's not Greta, it's the people backing her, using her. And she had a horrendous life growing up with all sorts of disorders. Mutism and all sorts of impediments and depression, etc. She's put through a lot, so I do not attack Greta. It's the green agenda which the banks are running. And Mark Carney, the outgoing governor of the Bank of England, in his last 2 years, he's pushing that all future finance as designated by the central banks would be for green issues only. Well, that is tyranny to drive us out into poverty, no doubt about it. The green agenda. I have to go back into that on a full 3-hour program very soon. I might bring on Dubine if we can get hold of him. Dubine is building an eco existence for himself in Tennessee. But I've been out of touch with him, even though we played his thing last week 3 or 4 times. And with Jeremy Corbyn, who I know, the solar scientist and meteorologist, is in trouble again for the second time in 2021, as he is among 17 arrested by police in anti-lockdown protest at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. Well, Speaker's Corner used to be the linchpin of freedom of speech, where anybody can get up on Speaker's Corner on a box and talk about anything they like. One of the most impressive things I saw in Britain when I came to Britain first on a holiday once in 1971, I thought it was outstanding, Speaker's Corner. You know, you get all sorts of nutter speaking, but it was the epitome of British free speech. And religion was a private matter, that was your own business, etc., etc. But now we have this woke political correctness cancer leaking into society at every level. But Jeremy Piers Corbyn, he's the brother of Jeremy Corbyn, but I met him, I know the guy. He's been on this program there 2 years ago. Came on at 3 a.m. from Britain to do it. And he's outstanding, decent individual. He really is. Nature's gentleman. But the police are hassling him, who he is organizing these rallies, etc., etc. But then they'll blast us in the Daily Mail again today with a new set of COVID figures. Blitz spirit, that's the wartime spirit, volunteers vaccinate 2,500 patients in 4 days at one Essex clinic as Britain wages war on coronavirus. Really. And just to finish up with these pieces, UK 1 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered by January 1. Germany supposedly has used the vaccine 160,000 doses, Poland 47,000, Italy 32,000, Denmark 29,000, Portugal 16,000, etc., etc. I can hear somebody coughing. I better just jump back to my site and see if there's anything there. Hold on. Okay, but I'm just reading out interesting things and see the way the news is going, but it'll be interesting to see the way the Daily Mail as well. Most of the media won't cover much of Wednesday, 6th of January activity in Washington, or even what Trump announces. There's my page here. We'll see how that goes, and we'll report on it next week. There's a COVID police swoop on fashion designers' church group meeting with our four friends in their garden, Wendy House, after curtain twitchers alerted officers. Oh my God. Wow, the COVID hit squad. This is, at least we don't have an armed police force here. Thank God we don't. There'd be bodies lying around the place at this stage. This woman who had a meeting in her little garden shed with four friends and some, because there's a lockdown and you're not allowed to mix with other people other than your family. Sylvia Young, 60 years of age, hosted a meeting last Sunday in Greenwich, southeast London. She was a designer. Was told by two uniformed police officers from the Metropolitan Police nothing serious was amiss. She said it was pretty frightening to have police visit her being grassed on by some neighbours, etc., etc. Whoa. But I don't know if she was grassed on. The police, probably there's a copper living on that street, etc., etc. But, yes. And then there's a thing about the beauty spots. I live near the Brecon Beacons. The Brecon Beacons are a massive draw for tourism, mountainous area of Wales. And people come from all over Britain at New Year's to walk in the Brecon Beacons. It's dire weather. It's just light snow this year. Very, very light. But the police are turning them round and threatening them with fines for breaking the Welsh lockdown laws, right? Which you'd have to be up to date with so many pieces of information every day. But that's just a quick run through the Daily Mail for tomorrow. And they're bashing the hell out of COVID drama to intimidate people left, right, and center. Sure they are, in every possible way. But we get to John Whitehead's article after the bottom of the hour. And just watching my wood burner here, it's just about alive in my 3 hours broadcast. It's hard to keep them going for 3 hours, I can tell you, if they die down. But I'm now an expert on wood burners. Won't bore you with that. But again, this is a non-smoke one with all sorts of sophisticated gear on the chimney, etc. Anyway, I hear the music. We go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back in for the break. Very good. And as I say, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and just looking at a few things which we do from here on to the last half hour of the program. But I'm out of breath. I'm outside bringing in logs. It is snowing here some part of the day, not much. But there's a short piece there, Ken. I'll just play it. I catch my breath. It's only 2 minutes. Anna Breeze, you'll be hearing more of her stuff. An ex-BBC journalist who's exposing news stories that they don't cover. And this was about children at school being got at by the school to effectively snoop on their parents, I think. But okay.
Each day I get more and more information about what's happening and trying to focus on children, because I really do think that they're the future. We need to put them first. But each day I think I'm more and more shocked, and I'm more and more shocked by how little is happening in terms of the people who have the power to make a difference, such as the politicians and the mainstream media and the journalists that could actually do something about this and get these stories out there. There are some fantastic journalists doing what really fighting as hard as they can at the minute, but You know, I'm just literally a person with a platform and a mobile, and you all are too. You know, you can screen record, you can share. If you feel this is really important information, you still have followers, you still have influence. You don't need a journalist to interview you. You know, you can share it yourself. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And I think that's what's going to happen in 2021. Lots of influencers, new politicians, new journalists coming through, simply just showing their passion for others, their compassion, their integrity, through their own channels, through direct broadcasting and building their voices. Just a quick email I got today. I thought you might be interested in this letter. It's been given to pupils in Queen Anne High School in Dunfermline. It's been set out in accordance with guidance from Fife Council. And we assume that other secondary schools have to follow this. But basically, it's telling the children that they have to keep a log of any person they've come into close contact with during school hours from now until finishing next week, using a mobile phone or writing it on a document. I just think this anxiety is not good for children. You know, the masks, you know, the schools closing and reopening if there's been a positive case. I worry about the long-term impact on children. I really do, especially for those that already have anxiety issues. Please, guys, what are we doing to our kids? And, you know, if it was just a couple of months, but it's just, you know, it's going on to a year now. Can we do this to our children? I don't think we should be doing this to our children.
Okay. Is that gone? Okay. I think it was a short outtake there that got cut off. But yeah, Anna Breed's an outstanding journalist. She's two young children. She's a single parent. And she left a good paying job in the BBC on a point of principle that they were editing her and suppressing her work and were covering up, like they covered up Jimmy Savile being one of the worst paedophiles that ever walked the streets of Britain. And he was involved with the royal family and everybody had a knighthood, etc., etc., and was a prolific criminal in regard to paedophilia. Basically started life as a disc jockey. He used to front the program Top of the Pops, etc. But again, I'll dig somebody out of the BBC, ex-BBC, for the program soon. I have a few contacts there. But there's still some good program makers there, I have to say. There still is some very good program. But overall, its policy on news is political correctness and new age crap. That's where they are. They are woke to the point of incredulity. Just trying to adjust something here and talk at the same time. Yeah, get rid of that echo. Yeah, okay. Right. it's not funny. It's shocking. But people, probably over the years, your average person screening out news, but there is no serious news out there, folks. You have to dig it out and start in your own backyard. If your children get hold of who is and attend parent-teacher meetings and find out what children are being taught at school, like the innuendo on this Agenda 21 of the United Nations is being drummed into children like it was a religion. And it is the New Age religion, believe me, which is about communism disguised in all sort of flowery language. We read out the Agenda 21 about a year, 2 years ago on this program. Let's do it again. But the sustainability program, sustainability is the first number one correct principle of managing agriculture. You do it on a sustainable level. But their definition, sustainability, is about removing humans from everything and letting communitarianism and local government and national government run your life, as Nikki Rapana has. So I've been threatening to read out her piece. I must do it. You know, program, I have it put away. Transcribed by Sam, a good friend of mine. But the agenda is just crushing. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Coming back in for the bottom of the hour break, and we'll, towards this last half hour of the program, we'll give precedence to John Whitehead, an outstanding writer and chronicler of where we are, and his famous book, Battlefield America. But the title of his article here, and it's absolutely spot on, 2020, the year the Tree of Liberty was torched. And that is what we've been describing in all the programs we've been doing this last while. And it is just truly shocking. But he starts off the article by saying the people are unaware, they're not educated to realize that they have power. The system is so geared that everyone believes the government will fix everything. We are the government, John Lennon. it's very sad he's quoting John Lennon. But no doubt about it, 2020, a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year for freedom, was the culmination of a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad decade for freedom. Yeah, government corruption, tyranny, and the abuse, coupled with the Big Brother knows best mindset and the COVID-19 pandemic, propelled us at warp speed towards full-blown police state in which nationwide lockdowns, egregious surveillance, roadside strip searches, police shootings of unarmed citizens, censorship, retaliatory arrest, criminalization of lawful activities, warmongery, indefinite detention, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, police brutality, profit-driven prisons, and pay-to-play politicians were accepted as the norm. Here's just a small sampling of the laundry list of abuses, cruel, brutal, and immoral, unconstitutional, and unacceptable, that have been heaped upon us by the government over the past two decades, and the past year in particular. The government failed to protect our lives, liberty, and happiness. The predators of the police state wreaked havoc on our freedoms, our communities, and our lives. The government didn't listen to the citizenry, refused to abide by the Constitution, and treated the citizenry as a source of funding and little else. Police officers shot unarmed citizens and their household pets. Government agents, including local police, were armed to the teeth and encouraged to act like soldiers on the battlefield. Bloated government agencies were allowed to fleece taxpayers. Government technicians spied on our emails and phone calls. And government contractors made a killing by waging endless wars abroad. The American president became more imperial. Although the Constitution invests the president with very specific limited powers, in recent years, American presidents, Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, etc., claimed the power to completely and almost unilaterally alter the landscape of this country for good or for ill. The powers that have been amassed by each successive president through the negligence of Congress and the courts, powers which add up to a toolbox of terror and imperial ruler, empower whoever occupies the Oval Office to act as a dictator above the law and beyond any real accountability. The presidency itself has become an imperial one with permanent powers. Militarized police became a power unto themselves. 9/11 calls turned deadly, and traffic stops took a turn for the worst. Lacking in transparency and accountability, protected by the courts and legislators, and rife with misconduct, American police forces continue to be menace the citizenry and the rule of law. Despite concerns about the government's steady transformation of local police into a standing military army, local police agencies acquiring even more weaponry, training, and equipment suited for the battlefield. Police officers were also given the free range to pull anyone over for a variety of reasons, and subject them to forced cavity searches, forced colonoscopies, forced blood draws, forced alcohol tests, and forced DNA extraction, forced eye scans, forced inclusion in biometric databases. The courts have failed to uphold justice. With every ruling handed down, it becomes more apparent that we live in an age of hollow justice, with government courts more concerned with protecting government agents than with upholding the rights of we the people. This is true at all levels of the judiciary, but especially so in the highest court in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, John Whitehead is truly qualified to talk about that, because he's taken many cases there, which is seemingly more concerned with establishing order and protecting government agents than with upholding the rights enshrined in the Constitution. A review of critical court rulings over the past two decades, including some ominous ones by the U.S. Supreme Court, reveals a startling and steady trend towards pro-police state ruling by the institution concerned more with establishing order and protecting the ruling class and government agents than with upholding the right enshrined in the Constitution. COVID-19 allows the emergency state to expand its powers. What started out as an apparent effort to prevent novel coronavirus from sickening the nation and the world became yet another means to which world governments, including our own, would expand their powers, abuse their authority, and further oppress their constituencies. While COVID-19 took a significant toll on the national, emotionally, physically, and economically, it also allowed the government to trample our rights in the so-called name of national security, with the talk of mass testing for COVID-19 antibodies, screening checkpoints and contact tracing, immunity passports, forced vaccinations, and snitch tip lines and onerous lockdowns. Sure. Well, that's the diet we're living on in the UK. The surveillance state rendered Americans vulnerable to threats from the government spies, police hackers, and power failures. Thanks to the government's ongoing efforts to build massive databases using emerging surveillance, DNA and biometrics technologies, Americans have become sitting ducks for hackers and government spies alike. Billions of people have been affected by data breaches and cyber attacks only on a daily basis. Americans have been made to relinquish the most intimate details of who we are, our biological makeup and our genetic blueprints and our biometric facial characteristics and structural fingerprints in order to navigate an increasing technologically enabled world. Just one second. Okay. America became a red flag nation, a red flag laws, specifically a pre-crime laws generally push us that much closer towards a suspect society where everybody is potentially guilty of some crime or other and must be preemptively rendered harmless. Where many Americans go wrong is in naivety, assuming that you have to be doing something illegal or harmful in order to be flagged and targeted for some form of intervention or detention. In fact, all you need to do these days is to end up on a government watch list or be subjected to heightened security use certain trigger words like cloud, pork, and pirates. My God. Surf the internet, communicate using a call phone, limp or stutter, drive a car, stay at a hotel, attend a political rally, express yourself on a social media, appear mentally ill, severe in the military, disagree with a law enforcement official, call in a sick to work, purchase materials at a hardware store, take flying or boating lessons, appear suspicious, appear confused or nervous, frigid or whistle or smell bad, be seen in public waving a toy gun or anything remotely resembling a gun, such as a water nozzle or a remote control walking cane, stare at a police officer, question government authority, appear to be pro-gun or pro-freedom, or generally live in the United States. Be warned, once you get on such a government watch list, whether it's a terrorist watch list, a mental health watch list, a dissident watch list, or a red flag gun watch, there's no clear-cut way to get off, whether or not you should actually be on there. Very good. The cost of policing the globe drove the nation deeper into debt. American war spending has already bankrupted the nation to the tune of more than $20 trillion. Policing the globe and waging endless wars around hasn't made America or the rest of the world any safer, but it has made a military-industrial complex rich at taxpayers' expense. The U.S. military reportedly has more than 1.3 million men and women on active duty, with more than 200,000 of them stationed overseas in nearly every country around the world. Yet America's military forces aren't being deployed abroad to protect our freedoms here from abroad to our freedom at home. Rather, they are being used to guard oil fields, build foreign infrastructure, and protect the financial interests of the corporate elite. In fact, the United States military spends about $81 billion a year just to protect oil supplies around the world. This is how a military empire occupies the globe. Meanwhile, Americans' infrastructure is falling apart. Yeah, I saw a figure there on a documentary last week. The first piece of motorway bridge and something has been built since about 1970. I mean, the first coherent piece of motorway built. The Chinese are building thousands of miles per year. Actually, Jeremy Clarkson did a good program on that. But, free speech was dealt a one knockout punch after another. Protest laws, free speech zones, bubble zones, trespass zones, and anti-bullying legislation. Zero tolerance policies, hate crime laws, shadow banning on the internet, and a host of other legalistic maladies dreamt up by politicians and prosecutors and championed by those who want to suppress speech which they might disagree. That's the left, a new age freak, conspiring to corrode our core freedoms. proportionally from our own good, for our own good. On paper, at least, according to the U.S. Constitution, we are technically free to speak. In reality, however, we are only as free to speak as government official or corporate entities such as Facebook, Google, or YouTube may allow. This is actual reality, yes. The reasons for such censorship varied widely from political correctness to so-called safety concerns and bullying to the national security and hate crimes, but the end result remains the same, the complete eradication of free speech. Yes, that is what we're witnessing and what we're reporting on here every week. The deep state took over. The American system of representative government has been overthrown by the deep state, a.k.a. the police state, the deep state and the police state, all the one. The military corporations and an industrial complex, a profit-driven, militaristic corporate state bent on total control and global dominations through the imposition of martial law and by fomenting wars abroad. The government of the people, by the people, for the people, has perished. In its place is a shadow government, a corporatized, militarized, enshrined bureaucracy that is fully operational and staffed by unelected officials who are, in essence, running the country and calling the shots in Washington, D.C. No matter who sits in the White House, mind you, by government, I do not refer to the highly partisan two-party bureaucracy of the Republicans and Democrats. Rather, I'm referring to governments with a capital G, the enshrined deep state that is unaffected by elections, unaltered by the populist movements, and has set itself beyond the reach of the law. This is the hidden face of government that has no respect for the freedom of its citizenry. This shadow government, which operates according to its own compass headings, regardless of who is formally in power, makes the permanent government, they call it, makes a mockery of elections and the entire concept of representative government. The takeaway, everything the founders of this country feared had come to dominate American, modern America. We the people have been saddled with a government that is no longer friendly to freedom and is working overtime to trample the Constitution underfoot and render the citizens to be powerless in the face of government powers and corruption. Well, the voting, which was a comprehensive decision by the voting public of America to re-elect Trump, can be taken out by criminality. That country is gone. So the next month is the most crucial month since the foundation of America. That is not an exaggeration. That's my own analysis. And so he goes on to say, John White, so how do you balance the scales of justice at a time when Americans are being tasered, tear gassed, pepper sprayed, hit with batons, shot with rubber bullets and real bullets, blasted with sound cannons, detained in cages and kennels, sized by police dogs, arrested and jailed for challenging the government excess, abuse and power grabs, and then locked down and stripped of any semblance of personal freedom. No matter who sits in the White House, politics won't fix a system that is broken beyond repair. For that matter, protests and populist movements also haven't done much to push back against the authoritarian regime that is deaf to our cries, dumb to our troubles, and blind to our needs, and accountable to no one. I'll just insert here, and I'm sure you've come to it. Thomas Jefferson said, at least it would be amazing if there wasn't every 25 years a blood sacrifice and uprising to maintain democracy. What are we now, 220 years of America? But we're close to an uprising now. So how do you not only push back against the government bureaucracy, corruption and cruelty, but also launch a counter-revolution aimed at reclaiming control over government using non-violent means? I think that option is gone. The Velvet Revolutions, forget it. You start by changing the rules and engaging in some non-violent guerrilla tactics. Take your cue from the 10th Amendment and nullify everything that the government does that flies in the face of principles on which the nation was founded. If there are any means left for us to thwarting the government in its relentless marching towards outright citizenship, it may rest with the power of juries, the local government, and to invalidate government laws, tactics, and politicians. Well, this election has proven that the judges are as corrupt as the mafia. They're absolutely, utterly corrupt. dismissing Trump's case without any hearing whatsoever. In an age in which government officials are accused of wrongdoing, police officers, elected officials are treated with general leniency, while the average citizen is prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Nullification is a powerful reminder that the Constitution tells us we, the people, are the government. That's true. And start in your local area and take back your local authority, your state, and then the country. For too long, we've allowed our so-called representatives to call the shots. Now is the time to restore the citizenry to their rightful place in the Republic as the masters, not the servants. Nullification is one way of doing that. Well, the recall as well. Local authority, politicians, etc. America has meant to be primarily a system of local government, which is a far cry from the colossal federal bureaucracy we have created today. Yet it is our freedoms that are. Yet if our freedoms are to be restored, understanding what is transpiring, aspiring practically in your own backyard. Yeah, that's right. He's got to the point. In one's home, one neighborhood, and school district. Okie dokie, we go to the last break of the day, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay. Very good. And we're coming back in the last few minutes of the program. And I'm just going to have enough time to finish what John Whitehead's article. And he's saying nullification is one way of doing so as regards taking back your country. America was meant to be primarily a system of local governments, which is a far cry from the colossal federal bureaucracy we have today. Yet if our freedoms are to be restored, understanding that it is transpiring practically in your own backyard, is in one's home, neighborhood, school district, town council, and taking action at the local level, that must be the starting point. Correct. Responding to unmet local needs and reacting to injustice is the grassroots action is all about. Attend local city council meetings, speak up at town hall meetings, organize protests and letter writing campaigns, employ militant nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience, which Martin Luther King Jr. used to great effect through the use of sit-ins, boycotts and marches. Well, withholding taxes is one of the most powerful ones. The power to change things for the better rests with us, not the politicians. As long as we continue to allow callousness, cruelty, meanness, immorality, ignorance, hatred and intolerant racism, militarism, materialism, meanness and injustice, magnified by an echo chamber of nasty tweets and government sanctioned brutality, to trump justice, not Donald Trump, fairness and equality, there can be no hope for prevailing against the police state. Last paragraph, we could transform this nation if only Americans would work together to harness the power of their discontent and push back against the government's overreach, excesses and abuse. This is, as I state clearly in my book, Battlefield America, the war on the American people, the police state is marching forward more powerful than ever. Correct. Is there any hope for freedom in 2021? It rests with we the people. Sure. And that's 2,200 words by John Whitehead. Absolutely correct in every single way, shape, and form. And I thought he'd probably do a special piece, I would think, after the election on the disgraceful behavior of the Supreme Court, because that is his major bailiwick, etc., etc. But it is, I never thought we'd see it even 3 months ago. I thought they might kick to touch the contempt the Supreme Court has for this. I don't know where Barrett, what's her name, Bailey Ray Barrett, the last one he put on the Supreme Court, is she going to speak up? What? Any word from her? And the major question, I just get in on time here, where is President, what do you call him, it's going out of my head, who's traveled the world checking on elections, etc., etc., Jimmy Carter. Where the hell is he? Not a word out of him. Not a word. The biggest election scandal in history. Not a word from Jimmy Carter. Okay, so we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stop Terrorism. please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The pup.